Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 20. In the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, it says this. Now, on the 24th day of this month, the people of Israel were assembled with fasting and sackcloth and with earth on their heads. Then those of Israelite descent separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their ancestors. They stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a fourth part of the day. And for another fourth, they made confession and worshiped the Lord their God. Then Jeshua, Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bani, Sherebiah, Bani, and Chenani stood on the stairs of the Levites and cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God. Then the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise." And Ezra said, "You are the Lord, you alone. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. To all of them you give life, and the host of heaven worships you. You are the Lord, the God who chose Abram and brought him out of the Ur of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. And you found his heart faithful before you and made with him a covenant to give you his descendants the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite, the Girgashite, and you have fulfilled your promise, for you are righteous. And you saw the distress of our ancestors in Egypt and heard their cry at the Red Sea. You performed signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants and all the people of his land, for you knew that they acted insolently against our ancestors. You made a name for yourself, which remains to this day, and you divided the sea before them so that they passed through the sea on dry land. But you threw their pursuers into the depths like a stone into mighty waters. Moreover, you led them by day with a pillar of cloud and by night with a pillar of fire to give them a light on the way in which they should go. You came down also upon Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven and gave them right ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. And you made known your holy Sabbath to them and gave them commandments and statutes and a law through your servant Moses. For their hunger, you gave them bread from heaven, and for their thirst, you brought water from out of the rock. And you told them to go in to possess the land that you swore to give them. But they and their ancestors acted presumptuously and stiffened their necks and did not obey your commands. They refused to obey and were not mindful of the wonders that you performed among them. But they stiffened their necks and determined to return to their slavery in Egypt. But you are a God ready to forgive, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and you did not forsake them. Even when they had cast an image of a calf for themselves and said, 'This is your God who brought you out of Egypt,' and had committed great blasphemies, you, in your great mercies, did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud that led them in the way did not leave them by day, nor the pillar of fire by night that you gave them light on the way by which they should go. You gave them your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold manna from their mouths, and gave them water for their thirst." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this really great summary of what went on in the nation of Israel prior to them becoming a nation, that they were enslaved. And prior to that, we've got Abraham, and we've just got all these things going on. And what a really beautiful treasury of this story. And so, Lord, thank you for the fact that you are faithful, that you lead us into new places, you sustain us. And even when we forsake you, even when we are stubborn and rebellious, you still chase after us. You still love us. You pardon us because you are full of love and loyal love, that hesed that is talked about so often in the Old Testament. You are full of that beautiful covenantal love. And so we just thank you for the story. We thank you how it echoes our own, how we have often been enslaved and then we've been set free and then we want to go back to our slavery again. And then we worship idols and then we shake our fist at you because you didn't do what we wanted you to do. And Lord, yet You are faithful to us, and we thank you for that today. Help us to have the mindset of gratitude today, to thank you for the things you have done, to list them one by one. Just spend some time today thanking you for all the good things that you have done and all the good things that you are. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you want to help out a little bit on the podcast, you can do a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa Skills, however you're listening to this. It just helps more people be blessed by this podcast. And so thank you for listening. And thanks in advance if you choose to write a little review. Thanks so much.